AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Associated Press journalist in Kharkiv in Ukraine say at least four people were killed, three others wounded in a Russian attack on a residential area. Kharkiv is near the front lines and has faced repeated shelling from Russian forces. It's part of a Russian push in the eastern part of Ukraine. Ukrainians have started new lives, displaced from the fighting.
In Lviv, in western Ukraine, many Ukrainians who came from all other parts of their country find shelter in a Soviet-era apartment block. Kyiv resident and mom of two, Marta Kopan, describes the day her life changed forever.
My elder one came into our room and told me, Mommy, I am so frightened. There is some horrible sounds around.
In Donetsk, as Russia carry out a new phase of the war, intensifying fighting on the Eastern Front, the elderly and dying are carried out of a hospice. A frail old man clings to the two men carrying him onto a bus that will take him to safer ground. Meanwhile, in Mariupol, the fighting continues. Mariupol resident Irina Korolyova describes the moment a young mother was killed. She was killed together with her child in front of the eyes of my friends with a little child. I'm Karen Chamas.
Lawyers for the family of Patrick Lioia say an independent autopsy confirms the black man was fatally shot in the back of the head by a Michigan police officer. Family attorney Ben Crump says the officer failed to ease up after a foot chase and physical struggle following a traffic stop in Grand Rapids. A judge denied a motion to reduce bond for James and Jennifer Crumley, the jail parents of a Michigan teenager charged in the shooting at Oxford High School that left four of his fellow students dead. The parents are accused of failing to keep a gun secure at home and failing to reasonably care for their son when he showed signs of mental distress. They pleaded not guilty. This is AP News. A puzzling outbreak of liver disease in children is spreading from overseas.
Nine cases have now been found in children in Alabama, ages 1 to 6. Some background. Last week, British officials reported a few dozen children had hepatitis or liver inflammation, but weren't seen to have the usual viruses that cause infectious hepatitis. Hepatitis can be life-threatening if it's left untreated. So, what's causing this? A leading suspect is an adenovirus, many of them associated with cold-like symptoms, fever, sore throat, pink eye. The nine Alabama children tested positive for adenovirus. The UN says it's very likely more cases will be detected. I'm Rita Foley.
Authorities in Puerto Rico say an electronic toll collection system was the target of a cyber attack over the weekend. It wasn't immediately clear when the system would be back online and whether any confidential information was stolen. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.